I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I'm making, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
All right, welcome everybody.
Good afternoon. It is Sherry.
And Terry.
And this is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Yeah, it is.
And today I'm going to do my very best to get through this episode without crying, but I'm making no promises because today we are doing Showers of Happiness.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you want to cry about Showers of Happiness.
Well, you know
why. Are
they
happy tears?
They're definitely happy tears. So I believe we've shared already that we are about to be first-time grandparents.
Yeah.
And we're very, very excited about that. And our daughter is coming home this weekend from Saskatchewan for her baby shower. And I've been crying all week, feeling very, very sentimental. Number one, we haven't seen her since February. And
yeah, it's been such a long time. It's crazy.
It has been a long time. And I cannot wait to in-person feel the baby move because I've seen it on FaceTime a lot, but
yeah,
I want to see
it exciting.
And feel it in person. And then obviously it's just a little sentimental and scary to realize that we're getting to the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want to talk about that.
No, we're not talking about that at all.
I know you don't want to talk about that. So we're having a beautiful baby shower this Sunday afternoon. Everybody, please pray to the weather gods that it is, as predicted, a beautiful afternoon. It's supposed to be 27 and sunny, and we're having a pool party, so we're praying for that. And so today, I picked all sorts of sappy music about having children, having babies, life, all sorts of things that mean something to us. I don't even think you really looked at the list.
I looked at it.
I got this one. And I bet you there's maybe going to be a few Terry tears too.
No, I'm going to hold it together, I think.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's finish it out. This is our best life. I got to be honest.
This is our best life.
So let's finish this one out and then we'll come back and talk a little more. Yeah, we are definitely living our best lives.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I have pinch me moments during the day when I realize that this is life and we are so blessed and we need to be so appreciative, but we absolutely have a fantastic life and we're excited about it.
Yeah, very much.
We're excited about this particular topic.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I did look at the list I'm pleasantly surprised and pleased with the songs you picked. So a lot of it is country.
Well, there's a lot of sentimental country stuff that'll make you cry about having babies and things, but I did try and also mix the eras.
Yeah, so you did a really good job. It's really nice.
Modern stuff. It's some good old-fashioned traditional stuff. And some of these, including this first one we're going to play, it really took me back, but in a nice way.
Okay.
I don't often think about this artist or this song, but when I thought of it, and it came up on a recommended list that I Googled, I was like, yeah, that's really going to tug on a heartstring. So we're going to play Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? And this is relevant, number one, for our pregnant daughter. But number two, we don't know what gender this baby is.
Yeah.
So the first song is Isn't She Lovely? And the next song is about if it's a baby boy. Because 50-50, it's a boy or it's a girl. We don't know. Yeah. And she's not finding out.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely?
I never thought through love with me, making one as lovely.
What a great song.
It's nice, eh?
Yeah, it is really nice.
I actually want to play this playlist at the baby shower on Sunday.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm sure you'll be in charge of music, so we'll be putting this playlist on because it makes sense.
Well, just so you know, Canada's playing in the World Cup on Sunday at 12 noon.
It's not going to be on in the middle of the shower, I can promise you.
No.
If there's a few men inside in our basement watching it.
That's where I'm going to be.
They're welcome to do that. 100%. But
I won't even be at the baby shower for the most part. I'll be there for the beginning to greet people, say hello, and then I'll be there at the end when the food is out.
The after party is almost always as fun as the party.
Yeah, it's funny. This song, now, this is the radio edit of this song, but this song was originally a 7-minute song.
Wow.
Yeah, and the beginning of the song on the 7-minute version, you actually hear a baby cry.
Oh, okay. That's so interesting.
Pretty cool.
Do you have any feeling whether you think this is a boy baby or a girl baby?
So our families have all had girls first.
Yes, so statistically, it's probably a girl because you have an older sister. I have an older sister. Our daughter was first. The father's sister was first in that family. He has a big sister. So yeah, and even back as far as my mom's, and I think your mom's, the eldest is a sister. I think your Aunt Kathleen is the oldest, and I think she's...
Well, she's the oldest still alive, I think.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, statistically, it's probably...
My dad's side, his sister was older. So yeah. I think you're right. I think it just kind of down both lineage, we're going to... I think it's going to be a girl. Either way, Finnegan is going to be either called Finnegan or Finley. And just so you know, that's not the baby's name, but that's what we've been calling him.
Right. Well, she wouldn't tell us what the baby's name was. So because we're Irish and Terry says everything in an Irish accent when he's being cute and funny, he said, "Oh, we Finnegan."
Finnegan.
She said, "You can't call it that. It might be a girl." And he said, "All right, I'm going to shorten it and call it Finn," which has recently become Finley.
Yep.
So Finn is going to be born and then we're going to determine. But I don't know.
About like a Gaelic or an Irish name, it could be Fionnuala. There's so many different Irish names. It's not going to be Fionnuala.
Also,
but
remember,
I'm just saying,
the father's Italian.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
he definitely is.
That's fine. It's still going to have Finn in there somewhere. I'm going to call it Finn anyways.
It's going to be the nickname now at this point. But 100%. It's funny because definitely statistically, I believe it will be a girl based on what we just discussed. My gut tells me a boy because the father has such incredible hair and like a full beard all the time that is beautiful. I just picture this little man inside her with like already a full beard.
That's crazy.
So I'm not sure. We don't know for sure if it's a boy or a girl, but that's just kind of my instinct. So we're going to flip over and play another song. This one will be in respect of if it is a boy. And this is Beautiful Boy by John Lennon.
Here we go. Okay. All right. Here we go. A little Beautiful Boy.
He's on the run. my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Let's just...
All right, that might not have been the official end of the song, but no, you didn't want to listen to him whisper for 30 seconds.
No, I did not want to listen to him whisper for 30 seconds. So this song actually is kind of neat. It came out on John Lennon's double album back in 1980, so okay, a long time ago. And it was him and Yoko Ono.
Oh, together.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she actually sings on this album, but she's definitely in it somewhere. But what's really interesting about it is that song actually was first issued as a B-side to one of his songs in March 81 called Watching the Wheels. But then it was also re-released.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah.
Think about it often, but
yeah,
that's a good
but
song.
Also re-released again to Happy Christmas, War is Over, if you remember that song.
I remember that. Yep.
And so, I mean, it was on a compilation album. So pretty neat that it actually came out twice as B-sides on 12-inch records. So pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. I think you should just be impressed that I came up with John Lennon and Stevie Wonder today, because that is definitely not in my wheelhouse of artists I normally pick. Now, the next one is absolutely my wheelhouse of artists that I always pick, because we're moving into country now, but there is nothing more beautiful than My Wish by Rascal Flatts. And again, this is applicable to both our children as well as now our future grandchild and all anybody wishes for their children is that they have a beautiful life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So,
take the wheel.
Take this?
Take the wheel.
You're going to cry. All right. Here we go.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than Stay big, your worries stay small.
Great song.
Okay, so speaking of being a crying mess of tears, I thought I would share a little story with everyone. This is brilliant, and I wish we had have done this back in our day, but apparently it's a thing now for baby showers to not give cards, not like a greeting card, because honestly, nobody keeps cards, and you don't do anything with them, and the baby never will see them. So now what our daughter has done is ask that in lieu of cards, everyone bring a book for the baby, and then you sign your well wishes and your greeting in the book so that every single time that they read the book to the baby, they can say, this is from, you know, your great grandmother, or this is from your aunt, or this is from your grandmother who's going to be called Daisy. And there's a whole story behind that, but that's what it's going to be. So the exercise was to go find the most heart-wrenching best book ever that was going to make me, her, and the baby cry, and the baby doesn't even know it yet.
Oh, I know what book I'm going to get.
I know exactly what book you're going to get. It's going to be the Go the F to Sleep book,
yeah.
Right? I know.
Yeah,
we already know that that's the book you're getting.
Oh, okay.
But I've decided this baby's not going to hear me swear, because you could be that grandpa, but not me.
No, no. Well,
this story about me anyways.
Okay, go do your thing.
I know what book
you're
getting.
I was just like, as soon as you're like, the book, I'm like, I know the book.
We all know what book you're going to get the baby. So we happen to be personal friends with the manager of Indigo in Kingston, and I had a little bit of time there yesterday afternoon, so I went into Indigo, and I said, I really hope she was there, which she was. She was literally the first person I saw when I walked in.
She's so sweet.
She is lovely. Shout out to Christine and Indigo in Kingston. And I said to her, this is the exercise. This is the book I need. And she knows us. She knows our relationship with our kids and how excited we are about this grandchild. And she said, I have the absolute perfect author for you. I'm going to take you to the baby book section, and I'm going to let you look at the couple that she would recommend. So I love that I had that for her. And she...
Did you get the book?
I picked a book.
Uh-huh.
I picked a book.
Did you get me the book?
No. Oh. You have to do it from your heart, not mine. It's not going to take you much to walk in the store and buy that book. But anyways,
no.
So I go over there. I'm reading a couple of the books. And the first one or two didn't necessarily speak to me, although they were beautiful. The book that I bought is called My Love Will Find You Anywhere. And I literally stood in the middle of Indigo and cried like a bubbling baby, because the unfortunate part is, well, it's a blessing, but this baby is going to become part of a military family, and they are going to move around a lot because the father is a military pilot. And so there's going to be lots of great adventures, but they're not always going to be close to us. So it says things like, it doesn't matter if you move across the ocean because my love can swim. It doesn't matter if you climb a tree because my love can fly. And I'm not going to say the rest of it because it makes me cry even more and more and more. But it was literally like, even Christine said to me, like, I need to leave you alone, don't I? I'm like, yeah, I think I look like a fool crying in the middle of Indigo right now. So bought the book, obviously, most beautiful book ever. And I hope it gets read every night to the baby. Shout out to Smad, who's listening. So that's your task, is to read this book to the baby every night, especially when you're in Italy.
I hope she reads my book to the baby every night, too.
I think it'll be different. I think they're going to raise their kids a little less sweary than we did ours.
Yeah, they're fine.
That said, I go out to the car. I call Smad on FaceTime. And I said, this is what's happening. This is why I'm bawling my eyes out this time, because I've been doing a lot of bawling my eyes out. So I read the book to Smad, which we both sat there and bawled our eyes out for 15 minutes, because it certainly means the same thing for her, because she's my baby. And she also has gone away, and my love will find her no matter where she is. So that was very cheesy, but that was my story about the book purchasing exercise and how it was very difficult. And I've cried every day for the last week as I'm thinking about all this. So we'll go to the next song, because it's very Circle of Life. You're going to recognize this. It is.
You're full of puns,
I'm just
going to
cry my eyes out. It is You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins.
Excellent.
Come stop your crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry.
they can't explain. Well, I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Don't listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time. I know. When destiny calls you, you must be strong.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Heck yeah.
Who's that guy? That is probably a great segue to take us into our weekend roundup. So.
Okay, before we do that, I just want to talk about this song, You Will Be In My Heart. I was looking it up and, man, I can't believe, and I had no idea. Obviously, I'd never watch any movies other than in English, but Phil Collins recorded that song in French, German, Italian, and Spanish, aside from his native English, and performed it with Glenn Close. Which appears
really? In, she yeah. sings?
Apparently.
I didn't know she could sing.
Yeah.
I just think of her as being a bunny boiler from that movie.
No, apparently a version of the single was performed by him and Glenn Close and appears on the soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, pretty wild, eh? I mean, that's pretty cool. I love all these different facts you find out about music. It's my brain is so full, but
yes,
I love it.
It is. Full and disorganized, no, but yes.
Totally. I just want to know, where in God's green earth did you think we were going to get 50 minutes worth of music in?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do a part two. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to listen to this music anyways.
Oh, yeah. So am I. I mean, it's great music. I just I looked at the timing and I went, 13 tracks, 50 minutes. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know. We usually talk for about 50% of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if people like that or not. You can let us know if you listen and want to give us some feedback.
Actually, I don't want any feedback.
I'm just gonna continue. You don't like feedback? No, you just like doing what Terry likes to do?
Yeah,
feedback. Actually. Okay. What are we doing this weekend, starting with tonight?
Oh, tonight. I'm so pumped. We're back.
We're back.
Throwback Thursday, baby. So we're back at Spearhead, as you know. We've been back for a few months, but we are now back on Thursdays, where it all began
right.
in May of 2018. Super pumped.
That's crazy. So yes, we did go back to Spearhead. We started it on Wednesday nights. We knew all along we wanted Thursday night, and we got it. I guess we proved to them that it's successful, and it'll draw a crowd, and it'll draw an even bigger crowd on Thursday night.
Well, yeah, and we had a bunch of our teams that actually join or play volleyball, beach volleyball on Wednesday night. So when we were announced that it was back on Thursday, people were like, yeah, this is awesome. Tonight, there is a private party there tonight as well. So it is going to be jammed to the rafters. So get there early. I'm reserving all the tables that people have told me to, but please get there early.
I don't get my favorite table tonight, do I?
Well, you can.
No, it's going to be rain. Well, I don't want to be outside. Yeah, so you can give it to the Silly Putty gang tonight.
No,
it's outside.
They've now asked for an inside. No,
I'm going to tell them they asked for that table this week. They can have it this week. I'm literally going to go tell them that.
They already asked me to put them inside. So that's all good. All right, let's talk about the rounds for tonight, though. So we've been following the alphabet, and we're up to G. So the first round is songs that start with G. It's pretty good, actually. I'm pretty impressed with myself on this one. Okay. Yeah. And then I had a team, the Burger Buds. They asked me if I could do a round about rock, like different eras of rock music. Okay. So this one's called Rock of Ages.
Okay, cool.
So it's pretty cool. And then I found the most amazing covers.
You're very excited about
this
because you wouldn't
excited.
Let me leave the house this morning because you wanted to play them all for me.
So I found the most amazing covers, and you'll be surprised. Some of these covers, actually, nobody has any.
They were covers.
Right. So everybody thinks they're the original. So I'm going to play the cover, and then I'm going to ask you to pick the artist, the song, and the original artist, if you know it. So it'll be out of 60.
There'll be a few people who know.
Oh, absolutely. Billy's back.
Oh, he'll know for sure.
Yeah. So, and then the fourth round, or the last round tonight, is Canada Day Part 1. So Canada Day falls on Wednesday next week, so before that. But I am going to do a Canada Day Part 2.
That makes sense.
But Canada Day Part 1 this week, super pumped. We're doing Fast Fives now. We got rid of the head-to-head. It was always the same people coming up.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. So head-to-head is gone. But Fast Fives are super cool. For every one you get right, you get a little beer.
Token or a beer.
A little beer.
Just
so you
don't
get a little
do them at 10 after 10.
No, I won't.
Everybody gives you stink eye when you start doing extra games.
Not
at 10
everybody.
After 10. Well, everybody I know.
Yeah.
And I know most of the people there.
All right.
Okay.
Just the elderly.
Well, yeah, consider us that. Okay, so then the rest of the weekend, Friday night, we are running around, getting finished, being ready for the weekend. Obviously, we're not going to work very much this weekend. Well, you actually are DJing at the trailer.
I'm DJing Saturday night up
north.
Just
for the record, I am officially going to pick our daughter up on Saturday morning, which is my favorite thing ever. You're going to DJ at the trailer because you did such a fantastic job last year that they want to do back for two events this year, so up at Singleton Lake.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. I actually really enjoyed DJing last year up there. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't sure if it would take off and people would be dancing, but the amount of people dancing last year was so much.
I loved watching the boys line dance.
Oh, line dancing, yeah. So I'm hoping they're all back.
Yep, that'll be really fun. And then Sunday is the baby shower.
And Canada and Team Canada's playing.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but
really
I'm just telling you.
I don't care. It's
there's
a baby
a lot of people, and I got hurling practice. There's all sorts of things
Many things going on, but obviously the priority is the baby shower. So we're very excited. I'm also very excited, like I said, about the post-party, because that's when it just gets more casual. You throw on your hoodie and your track pants, and we'll probably have our bonfire with our
favorite got all the wood already
friends
out.
And family that stick around, which is going to be fantastic, and then it'll be casual. We have some friends visiting us from Nova Scotia that are going to be staying with us for a couple of days, so we're excited to have them around right into Canada Day, and obviously then having our daughter home for a week and a half is going to be fantastic.
And our buddy's hosting a Canada Day party as well, so we'll be there hanging out. It's our buddy's house on the water.
What's going on?
Yeah.
On top of that, both of our work is blowing up insanely.
Oh.
So we're going to try and manage life and manage our professional careers and keep our sanity.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how we're going to do that.
I don't know. Well, you know what, though? There goes my life.
All right.
Perfect segue.
This?
Here we go.
Got my whole life ahead, Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my everything. I love you, Daddy, good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
All right, then. Our buddy was showing me a photograph of a turtle that came up.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was huge. It was like the biggest turtle. It was bigger than his dog, I think.
I was.
He had to bring
his dog inside because the turtle would probably, he could actually probably ride the turtle.
It was huge. It was crazy, right?
He was telling me that this same, he thinks it's the same turtle was there last year again laying eggs. And I said, up on his lawn, I said, you know what we should do is actually build a little beach down at the front where the water is and just let the turtles lay their eggs there. And then they can, they're pretty close to getting in the water as well. Oh. So they don't have to come up. He said one tried to lay eggs in his driveway, which means it went up past the house.
Yeah, it's a long walk from the water.
Especially for a turtle with his little feet.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, it is nonsense. Anyway, that's such a nice song. I mean, I got to think there's a couple of funny things in there. There's the Amex, which
our children took,
and moving across west.
They both went west for a while. Our son went west for a while. Our daughter's still out west, and that one didn't make you cry, but this next one might.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny because I was telling somebody about the Amex emergency that Sarah Marie had one time about needing new Lululemons.
Yes.
Yeah, and you died laughing.
You go to university, and we say, here's our American Express for emergencies, like you get a flat tire or something. Apparently, there's a Lululemon emergency.
Well, there can be, apparently.
Karen
had one as well. He bought some.
I'm sure he did.
It's crazy. All right, here we go. This song I love. It's really near and dear to my heart. This is my father-daughter song with Sarah Murray.
Our daughter, and now it's double relevant.
You got it. Here we go.
Hold your breath.
Darius Rucker. Oh, man, I love Hootie. Bye.
Even up all night, lying there in bed, listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long. One day the week we brought her home, this phase is gonna fly by, so baby just hold on, it won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed, and when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by. If you can just hold on, it won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise her veil. Down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her, it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows it won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and gone, and his face is gonna fly by. Trying to hold on, 'cause there won't be like this for long. It won't be like this for long.
How you doing there?
It's really good that this is in video.
Yeah.
Again, ugly
crying. Someone's crying. It's
ugly
crazy.
Crying, but ugly happy crying, so it's okay. We're going to lighten it up with the next song. The next song is actually cute, but you wanted to say something
about
this one. I
did, right? Like this song, I mean, Darius Rucker and Chris Dubois and Ashley Gourley wrote this song together, right? So the three of them wrote the song. And they actually tell the story that the reason they wrote it is they were just sitting having a conversation about their kids growing up and changing.
Yep.
And this song just came to them.
And good. It's beautiful.
It is a really good song.
It.
I mean, it's how old do you think this song is?
Oh, I think old.
It is. It's it's 2008. It was released from his first country album on his own. But really, yeah.
So that's almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's almost 20 years old. I mean, but it's such a beautiful song.
It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, November 2008. It was the second release.
Right?
Wow.
All right.
Really good. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. The next one lightens it up. So this is a cute song about your children and about how they're watching you. It's cute words and cute song.
Oh, I remember this song.
You know this song. So it's Rodney Atkins, Watching You.
Town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Then this out of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, will be just like, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
That is a fun little song.
See, that's a fun little ditty to lighten things up.
Yeah, and amongst all your tears.
I didn't cry during that one. No, I was just bopping along to it. It is a fun one. I like when it says they like fixing things and holding mama's hand because you and our son like to hold my hand.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. It is very nice. A very nice thing.
All right, we want to push in two more songs.
Do you think we can?
We can. I can count. I can see minutes, and we have enough.
All right. Oh, man.
So we're going to play a little Zach Bryan, and he's going to do his version of You Are My Sunshine, which I used to sing to the babies as I paced the hall when they wouldn't sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this guy last year. He is fantastic. I went and saw him in Notre Dame with Kieran, and man, this guy can pack a stadium. It was the biggest concert, I think, in volume I've ever been to.
Really?
As far as numbers, yeah. It was well over 100,000 people in this thing. Like, they was people in the stands all the way around, and then the stage was actually in the center of the field, and he played on all four corners.
Oh, that's
it was
good.
The coolest thing.
Everybody had a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he sang to all the different corners as well. It was just amazing, and Shane Gillis was there. Like, it was just an incredible event. Yeah, just an incredible
Let's
event.
Leave that alone.
No. But Dermot Kennedy was there as well.
Like, no, I get it.
Yeah, the whole thing was just ridiculous. It was unbelievable. So anyway, yeah, You Are My Sunshine, Zach Bryan. Here we go.
She was staring out the window of their SUV.
The right song.
My bad.
That's
not that song. I removed a song and literally I forgot to get it right off there. Hang on. Here
All right.
Go.
Skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I let sleep in, I dreamt I held you in my tired arms. And I woke, dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. I always love you, made you happy, nothing else could come between. Now you left me to love another, and you've shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. You are my sunshine, only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away.
All right, I got to admit, I did not know that cover. And that could be on the Amazing Covers
round tonight.
It's not. I can assure you it's not.
I know it's not, but he sings it much better than I did when I was tired and singing to babies.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's an incredible version of it.
Though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he didn't sing it at the concert, which I can tell you. But yeah, no, it was pretty cool. Yeah. I did like it very much.
Doesn't seem like a vibe for a concert where you're trying to like pump people
up. Well, he does a lot of ballads and stuff. Like he's not like singing pop music.
Isn't he the guy that our son told me was in the military and he cut some songs and then got discovered and then had to retire from the military because he was so popular by the time he'd landed back in the U.S.?
That's the guy.
Okay. I thought that was the story.
Yeah, that's the guy.
He tells me lots of interesting things, yeah, so I just didn't make sure I had the right guy.
Yeah, that's the guy, I believe.
Okay.
He'll correct us.
Oh, he will.
If we're wrong. But we got a call from Rich from Watertown as well. So I know Rich is listening and he wanted to know.
Well, we know he's listening and our daughter's listening.
Yeah, yeah. But he wanted to know the previous artist, Rodney Adkins, watching you. He says he listens to the show and he enjoys it. So I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah. Said earlier you didn't like feedback, but you do like feedback when it's good feedback.
Oh, I like positive feedback. Right. I don't like being told that I'm not doing a good job. So you can call in all you want. So 613-533-6333. CFRC, which is 613-533-2372, right? You can call me
only
anytime.
Only to tell Terry he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like it, don't call.
Yeah, don't call me. I don't want to hear bad stuff. I just want to hear the good stuff.
All right, let's hear the last very lovely song that is completely upbeat and just makes everybody happy. And there is new sunshine coming into our life.
So funny. You love this song so much. I will play this song for you every day and any day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. So when you get old and can't remember things or
whatever.
You're
just going to play this over and over for me?
I'm going to play this over so you can remember this.
Okay.
This will bring back those memories. Anyway, guys, have a great week. We'll see you. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And we'll see you back next week. We're going to play this song right out. So here we go. A little bit Beatles to finish it off.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.